Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
There, good evening, my favorite friends and associates and colleagues dropping in tonight. If you are new to the stream, well, every single week from basically Saturday to Friday, we take a topic and we explore it. And every single day, I give you some more valuable nuggets about how you can improve the quality of your life and everyone else in it. If you're coming back, well, welcome. It is great to have you back on my motivational stream here. So if you've been following us, first of all, show me some love, would you? On Facebook, like, support. John C. Morley, Serial Entrepreneur on LinkedIn. Support, an insight, a curious mark, or other thing would be great. On YouTube, subscribe or do what's great. Hit that bell notification icon. If you're on Twitch, Twitter, or Periscope, show us some love there. And hey, why not comment? What do you feel about this content? I mean, it is revolutionary. I've had remarks from people saying, John, this is amazing. I'm traveling. I've got to catch up on this. So tonight, we're going to talk about how the brain works. And we're going to talk about something interesting called anchoring. Anchoring a state. Now, I don't know if you've ever heard of that before. When somebody mentions anchor, a lot of people think of anchor like anchor on a boat, okay? And so when you think about that, the anchor goes down and it holds the boat in one place. So what does an anchor do? So how do you create an anchor in your mind? How do you do that? Well, the easiest way to do it is to have a certain state. And when you anchor yourself, here's what happens. You put yourself back into another state. Now, we all know that sometimes people are going to have ups, they're going to have downs. I mean, that's part of life. There's some roller coasters, there's some great moments, there's some little bit low moments, and then there's some back up again and back and forth. Now, the key to being successful in life, I tell people this all the time, is that you need to make sure that you're staying in a peak successful state as much as possible. But how do you get back in a peak state when people keep, I don't know, pulling you one way or doing things to you that are not appropriate? How do you get back in the state? All right, let's think about this for a moment. You can close your eyes and keep them open. I don't mind. Let's say right now that you have a goal in your mind. Maybe it's to have more money. Maybe it's a relationship. Whatever it is, I want you to think about that goal right now. And I want yourself to ask, what would it feel like if I had the perfect relationship? If I had all the money and I never had to worry again in my life, if I had the greatest health that just kept getting better and better every day, what would that feel like to you? What would it look like to you? Think about that for a moment. All right. Imagine right now that from whatever you're doing, you'd be able to just enter a state of bliss. Right now, I bet you're feeling pretty bliss, right? So just keep thinking about all the things you do, either with that money or with that health or your relationship. What are you going to do in your life? What are you going to do? Think about it. Picture it. Are you going to go on a trip? Are you going to go to a restaurant? Are you going to go have a good time? What are you going to do? What are you going to do with that? And if you're saying to me, John, I don't know, well, then you need to daydream. You see, because if your why is not loud enough, your brain's not going to work for you. I mean, that's just the truth, right? So thinking about all these great things, and I'm sure you're starting to feel really good right now, I'm sure. And if you're not, think about some other things. Again, if it's money, think about what you want to buy. Is it a new Ferrari, a new Tesla? Is it a new mansion? What do you want in that mansion? Do you want a bowling alley? Do you want a golf course, miniature golf course? Do you want a sailboat? If it's a relationship, what's it going to feel like having him or her with you every night when you come home from work or when you come home from your day? What's that going to feel like? What's that going to feel like? Think about that for a moment. What's that going to feel like? How would you feel if that was happening now? So a good way to get into a state is to think about your situation and then think about your heart. Feelings, emotions come from the heart, okay? And if you were to say, well, what should I feel right now? What should I feel about this? It's going to put you in a different state. Now, let's just say, I don't know, you're doing your daily thing, and all of a sudden somebody knocks off the apples on your cart. They kind of proverbially, let's just say, politely annoy you, bother you, vex you a little bit. What are you going to do? You're not going to get angry, right? What are you going to do? Most people are going to internalize this. Be like, oh my God, woe is me. I can't believe this is happening to me. Or maybe they get a notice that they're late on a bill, or they get a letter from a credit agency or a lawyer or something that's not good. And when you get this and you're like, oh my gosh, another one of these. You see, your actions and your thoughts are creating more of that. But how do you catapult yourself into a state like the one we just had a few moments ago? All right, so let's do that again. Let's do that exercise again. Think about what you want in your life. Think about right now. It's money, it's people, it's health. What do you want in your life right now? What would your life look like if it was total bliss? What would your life feel like if you didn't have a care in the world? What would your life be like if you could go to any store and you could buy anything you want? Maybe you're going to go buy a luxury car, but this time it's different. Because when you go to the store and you have the salesperson come to you, you can have any car, any price tag, any options. I bet you feel kind of free and liberated, don't you? What if you're going after something else, like a goal? Maybe you're studying for another degree, a bachelor's, a master's, PhD, or some other medical degree. What would it feel like when you get it? What's that going to feel like? And when you get it, how is that going to change your life? There's a great author that wrote a book about the billionaire mindset. And he talks about this very interesting thing that, you know, you are a billionaire for real. So if you think about that and you focus on it, right? Earl Nightingale said, we become what we think about most often. So if we think we're a billionaire, now that's not going to happen tomorrow. It's going to start to plant seeds into our mind about how to take action to become that billionaire. But the thing about a billionaire is that they're not arrogant. They're not rude. They're not nasty. A lot of people I know that have a few extra dollars, they're rude with their money. They use it to show off, to brag, to hire lawyers, to keep people at bay because they don't have a backbone. Okay? I know that's kind of weird, but it's the truth. When you're a billionaire, it's not just about the money. It's about the confidence and the esteem you get because you know you can do what you need to do. So let's say you're having a really hard challenge. Maybe it's making money. Maybe it's a relationship. Maybe it's health. So I want you to ask yourself one question. Imagine putting on the billionaire shirt or just saying, what would the billionaire version of me do right now? And you're going to start to feel a little happy. And when that happens, endorphins, the dopamine is going to release in your brain. And so that's going to condition you, which is really good. So now as you're thinking about all these great things in your life, okay, thinking about how good it is, thinking about the car you're going to get, the relationships that you're in, the places you're dining at, maybe the celebrities you're meeting, what it feels like at the end of your day when you're able to go home and do what you want to do, or when you're able to go to a restaurant and do something, and for whatever reason, you feel really good about yourself, right? Really, really good. And you could feel right now, imagine that you're in the finest restaurant you can imagine. You get the menu, and the menu has no prices on it because, after all, you can buy anything you want. There's no prices. The service is impeccable. One course is better than the next. And then when dinner or lunch or brunch is over, you decide to, I don't know, maybe catch a Broadway play. Or maybe you just want to go do something you haven't done before. Maybe you want to go axe throwing. Maybe, I don't know, maybe you want to go to a class and paint a picture, right? So when you have the billionaire mindset, it changes you. So keep thinking about that and keep envisioning all the things that your life now has in it because you're a billionaire. How many cars would you have? What cars would you have? What colors would they be? How many car garages would you have? What would your play toys be? Be more of the cars? Would you have a bowling alley? Would you have a man cave that's really to the nines? Would you have an indoor swimming pool and an outdoor swimming pool? Would you have a dog walk so you could take your dog for a walk? But maybe you actually have a dog walk inside your mansion. So you take your dog for a walk, and there's even a special area in next to the dog walk where the dog can do his business. Little hydrant and everything right there. Pretty amazing, right? What if you could have staff in your home to cater to your every whim? Now, the thing that most people get is that they think about things that they can get, but not things that they want. So I want you to think about everything you want. Keep doing that for a few moments. You're starting to feel a little bit more aroused and excited about achieving this. Almost feels like it's now. You see, your body doesn't know whether it's happening now or whether it's envisioned or imagined. What else would you do? Got the day, you just went walking around the town, maybe you bought yourself a new wallet, maybe you went to an auction, and you can have anything you want. Anything you want. How does that change you right now from understanding that you could have anything you want? Anything you want. Keep thinking about that, ladies and gentlemen. Just keep thinking about it. Keep thinking about it. Take your thumb and your index finger and just pinch lightly between your thumb and index finger on the opposite hand. And keep thinking about that. Keep thinking about it. Keep thinking about how amazing you feel because you're rich. You're a billionaire. You have all this money. You have people that are calling you, and you almost have a waiting list for when you want to go out to dinner or do anything. You don't have to go out every night, but there's a waiting list so long of people that just want to hang out with you or go to dinner with you or have fun with you. How's that feel? Keep pinching that finger. And when you feel that you can just taste it and experience it so well, let go of that hand. Now, if I said to you, how was your day? It was okay. How's the temperature? Oh, it's really cold. Take your thumb, take your index finger. And so what are you doing later? Oh, I don't know. Just put there. As soon as you do that, it's like you got this recharge. I felt this whole surge go up my spine. Now, if it didn't work for you tonight, do it 3 or 4 times. Maybe now that you get the idea of how to practice it, you're creating the state in your mind, in your body. And when you take your thumb and index finger and come back that second time, I feel this whole electric feeling in my body that's just shooting up everywhere. Really an amazing feeling. So that's how you can put yourself in a peak state. There are other ways, but this is a real simple way. And so speakers do this. Other entrepreneurs do this. Business owners do this. Public officials do this, okay? Political officials, political candidates. Because it's not a question, ladies and gentlemen, of when you're going to get knocked off your game or attempt to be knocked off. It's how you're going to handle it so that you can just arise and dust yourself off and have that vigor and passion to keep going forward in your life. I bet if you asked 4 or 5 people, what do they do when they're in a bad mood? They might say, listen to music. Well, that's good, but that doesn't get you in a state that makes you want to just pop. I know some of you listening are saying, this is crazy. Okay, if you think it's so crazy, when you're alone, either at night or in the morning, think about your wildest dreams, what you want to be reality. Take that thumb, index finger, hold it there and just keep holding it there till it gets to the peak that you can't even experience how more it's going to be. It gets so strong, and then let go. Come back. It's like you just feel that surge. It's that surge that causes neurons to cause more pathways in the synapses and to cause information to be shared. So the more neuronal connections that happen in your brain, the more that one part of the information is linked to the other part of the information. And the more that we draw more associations, the more things just sort of click in our brain. I know that's like amazing. Somebody asked me once before, they said, hey, John, I want to get good at a sport, or I want to get good at being an author. What do I tell them? See yourself as being that good. See yourself being that good and people just craving your information, craving what you do. But you see, ladies and gentlemen, you've got to believe first in yourself about what you want. When I told you before to think about what you want, not what you think you can have. Because if you do that, you've already put a block into that possibility of you getting it. Now, people say to me, John, how long does this work? Well, I'll share a secret with you. When I graduated college, I had a Jeep at that time, Cherokee Limited. And I wanted a more luxurious car. Took a picture of that car, drove that car, made that car my screensaver, put it on my phone. And guess what happened in 6 months? That car was in my driveway. I still to this day don't quite get it. Well, I do get it. It happened because of the steps I take. Now it took, remember, if you keep doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over again, you're going to get the what? The same results. That's the definition of insanity. So I ask you, friends, do you want a better life? Do you want to feel so good in the morning when you get up that people are saying, what's in the water he's drinking? What kind of food is he taking? What's in his diet? And somebody might say to you or to a friend and say, gee, does anything ever happen to him that he doesn't like? Oh, sure. But as soon as it happens, it's like, it's a bump in the road. You've heard me say that before. It's a bump in the road. And when that bump in the road happens, we just move on. So there's something you don't like, you just move it to the side and just keep moving on. See, what we focus on is our life. If we focus on something we don't want, we give that attention, and it manifests in our life. I bet if you thought of all the things that you did in a day and you wrote them down, you're like, oh, no wonder my day was like that. But let's forget about that. Let's think about putting you in a peak state. Tomorrow, I want you to start practicing this a couple times a day. And I want you to just plug in to yourself and be like, every time I do it, it's like, wow, I got this chill up my spine. And I got this intense adrenaline in my head. That's pretty amazing, ladies and gentlemen. But you know, less than 10% of the population will even give this a try. It works, but why won't people do it? They don't want change. They're afraid that if something changes, they may not be able to go with that flow. We've said this before, okay? Energy flows where attention goes. Energy flows where attention goes. So if you're not happy with what's been happening in your life, even let's say in the last couple days from the new year, a couple weeks, change it. Plug into yourself. Every time I do that, it's like, wow, I felt that down my back. I felt it down my shoulders, all the way into my fingers. I felt it down my legs. It wasn't painful. It was this intense feeling of vigor, of like joy and excitement, like, yes. I know that these lessons I've provided in these last 7 days about how your brain works has definitely inspired some of you. And those that want to make a change in your life and everyone else's will follow these tips to have a better, more efficient, fun, and beneficial life. Tomorrow is Saturday, January 15th. I will have another one of these series. I'm not going to tell you what that is yet, but we'll be doing that from Saturday to Friday. And I can't wait to share more nuggets of knowledge with you. Because if you just saw one thing change in your life from maybe one thing I said, think you might start to realize that I'm onto something. Please tag your friends, your colleagues, and your associates. Share it out to everyone you know on social media. Then go to youtube.com, type in my name, John space E space M-O-R-L-E-Y space serial entrepreneur. Look for the key phrase, help keep our content free. Below that, click on the link to PayPal and make the choice to buy my team and I a cup of coffee, a glass of water, or a sandwich. We'll be so grateful with those pennies and dollars that we receive from you that we'll put them into new hardware, new technology, equipment, staffing, facilities to give you the most jaw-dropping, motivational, inspirational content available to get into every fiber of your being, to light you up, to become the person that you've always wanted to be. I'm John C. Morley, serial entrepreneur. You have a wonderful evening, and I'll see you guys tomorrow. Remember, plug yourself in and create some anchors. I feel great again. You'll feel great too. Start creating anchors and do what the successful people do, which is to put yourself in a peak or positive state when you fall out of it, which will happen. Have a great night, everyone.